week four of the NFL season, and it looks like we have a theme now, coming back to Earth.
The theme is Detroit.
It is this morning.
I love Detroit. I heart Detroit.
For sports fans,
being from Detroit, this has got to be
the best time ever. Yeah. I mean, not only the Detroit Tigers ready to put another smackdown on the Yankees tomorrow, but come on, the Lions. Nando DeFino of the Wall Street Journal joins us. You know, Nando, we have to start with Detroit here.
First and goal from the Cowboy 2. Stafford up under center, lone back Williams, turns, flag down, throws right side, got it complete. Touchdown, Detroit Lions, caught by Calvin Johnson.
That sound came from Fox yesterday. The Lions came back from 24 points down to beat the Dallas Cowboys yesterday. Detroit is now 4-0. What is going on?
They're good. I was telling you this last year that it wasn't so bad. They just something happened this offseason. They're excellent now.
They're top of the division. They're top of the league. But I got to tell you, like many other Detroit fans, I'm still hesitant. I'm not ready to put my heart and soul in line because I don't want it to get broken.
No, Celeste, you have to believe in this team. They're young and they're powerful and they're fun and their defense is really strong. And they took a lot of thought in putting this team together instead of just, you know, in the past where they'd grab these high draft picks and wide receivers and go for flashy offensive names. They really built this team, I think, pretty nicely, and now it's paying off.
Well, let's talk about the other sort of surprising Cinderella story here, and that's the Buffalo Bills. Tell me about what's going on with the Buffalo Bills. It's a close final score against Cincinnati, 23-20.
Yeah, this was the first game where the Bills, they'd gotten this trend of coming back in these big second-half surges their last couple games. And this game, Cincinnati kind of flipped it on them, and they came back on them in the second half. So I think all's still well with the Bills. I think they're the fourth highest scoring team in the league still.
Yeah. All right.
I'm not too concerned.
So you think the Buffalo Bills have staying power?
I think they do. I mean, they're fun and they got a lot of fireworks. They don't have, where the Lions have this ridiculous defense to go along with their offense. I mean, their wide receiver, Calvin Johnson, has caught 2 touchdown passes in 4 straight games, and he's the first player to ever do that in NFL history to start the season. So, yeah, that's something big. The Bills are kind of close to that. They're just they're kind of like a connected, they're like the island of misfit toys. You know, a lot of guys on the wide receiving core weren't even drafted.
Yeah.
So,
well,
Nando, let me. It's kind of a night and day situation. But
one person that we were all told to watch and have been watching through the season so far is the Cam Newton, the quarterback for Carolina. Another loss yesterday, the Chicago. What's happening with Cam Newton?
You know, he's playing this ridiculous football that I don't think anyone expected, but the team just hasn't been able to win yet. So, they're 1-3. Cam Newton, after every game, like after yesterday, they were saying he was sitting in the locker room with a towel on his head. He likes to win, and I think he really trade all these statistics for wins. But, you know, if you've got him on your fantasy football team and you took that leap of faith with a rookie quarterback, it's paying off.
He better not get injured. He better not get injured in this situation. I worry about that guy.
Oh, because of his style of play?
Just not win. I mean, just being such a standout. He's a brilliant talent. Just don't want him to get snuffed out in the first season.
Well, you know, the question there will be is a question. I mean, if they put in the backup quarterback, maybe it's the systems they have installed, because they have a whole new regime in Carolina than they've had in the last 10 years with John Fox. So
yeah,
at least that'll answer that question for you if he gets hurt, John.
And the Colts.
Can Matt Moore handle the team?
The Colts will play tonight another game without Peyton Manning. We'll have to watch and see if they win. Nando DeFino, Wall Street Journal sports writer. Thanks so much, Nando.
Oh, anytime, Celeste. Take it easy, John.
Take care.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.